This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Ramming, R-A-M-M-I-N-G, first name Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, date of birth October 31, 1967, date of evaluation June 24, 2024. Chief complaint, atypical chest pain, the HBI. The patient is a 56-year-old white male with history of addiction to methadone who reported chest pain, period. He notes that chest pain is non-exertional and radiates down the left arm. He would further note chest pain on walking, period. He has no additional symptoms, period. Past medical history, one, HIV, which is non-detectable. Next number, chronic kidney disease. Next number, hypertension. Past surgical history, right knee surgery. Next number, cataract surgery. Next number, left shoulder surgery. Medications, unknown. Allergies, Reglan. Family history, mother with atrial fibrillation. Social history, he states that he has had no cigarettes since 2015. He has had no alcohol since 2017. He notes history of methamphetamine, coma, pot, GHB, and IV drug use. The review of systems, constitutional. He has had fatigue and weakness, neurologic, unremarkable, respiratory. He reports wheezing, musculoskeletal. He has pain in his shoulders, genitourinary. He has frequency and hesitancy, period. Yes. Gastrointestinal, notes nausea, vomiting, and heartburn, period. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure, 121/74, pulse 88, respiratory rate 17, saturation 98%, weight 160.8 pounds, height 70 inches. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. The patient's underwent EKG. EKG reveals sinus rhythm 85 beats per minute, left with an axis, otherwise unremarkable. Echocardiogram on May 7, 2024, reveals left ventricular ejection fraction 71%, period. Diastolic filling pattern is normal 48, job reveals my sclerosis. The impression on chest pain, unlikely to be cardiac. Next number, aortic valve sclerosis. Next number, asymptomatic HIV infection with no history of HIV-related illness. Next number, bipolar disorder. Next number, heterozygous factor Leiden, L-E-I-D-E-N mutation. With history of DVT and pulmonary embolism in 2020, he is maintained on apixaban. Next number, migraine, without status, migraine is not intractable. Stable on lamotrigine with TRN sumatriptan. Next number, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. Next number, hypertension. Next number, anal dysplasia. Next number, mild persistent asthma without complication. Next number, idiopathic peripheral neuropathy controlled on gabapentin. Next number, bilateral swelling of feet. Next number, drug abuse. Next number, tooth decay. The plan will perform exercise treadmill tests. However, no additional testing will the indicated period. Addendum to the above note, he retrospectively presented his medication list. Flexeril 10 milligrams, 1 daily. Diclofenac sodium, i.e. Voltaren 1% gel. Apply topically 4 times daily. Fluticasone 50 microgram actuation. 2 sprays in each nostril every day. Gabapentin 300 milligrams. Take 1 capsule every morning and 1 at bedtime. Lamotrigine 200 milligrams, take 1 tablet daily. Lamotrigine, 25 milligrams, take 2 tablets by mouth at bedtime. Lidocaine, 5%, applied to the affected areas of erection. Loratadine, 10 milligrams, take 1 daily. Remeron, 30 milligrams, take 1 to 2 tablets by mouth daily at bedtime. Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 daily every evening. Nortriptyline, 25 milligrams, take 3 capsules by mouth daily at bedtime. Seroquel, 100 milligrams, take 2 tablets at bedtime. Bactrim, 800/60, 1 tablet by mouth BID. Sumatriptan, 50 milligrams, 1 tablet PRN migraine. Trazodone, 50 milligrams, 1 or 2 tablets by mouth every evening with meal. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation on Richard Ronnie.